Let's do the intro. Ladies and gentlemen, hi.
But let me do it. Don't you have to leave? Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, let's do it. Stop interrupting then. Hi, this is Todd. Now I'm angry at the guest. This is Todd, host of Comedy About the Pub. That's Cat PDU and me. That's the pub's fake. The guests are real. Real fucking annoying is what they are. Sorry, Darcy, I swore in the intro, but he's ginning me up.
Great Don Cherry impression.
God damn it. Darcy's here. Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Wouldn't be a season without him. God damn it. Here's Derek Forgy. Hi.
Look at that. I got y'all Lewis Blackie.
Let me tell you what's wrong about CDs. Once again, folks, this is an episode you're probably going to want to watch on the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/comedyabouthepub. Or listen, you can just kind of guess what we're doing. Sure. Derek, yeah. It's fantastic having you here. What do we talk about? We talk about, we go CD hunting.
We solved Twitter.
Yes.
We talked about Northern Ontario hockey and its importance.
No, we talk about, there's a fantastic Don Cherry story here that everyone's going to want to hear.
We besmirched a Canadian royalty, mm-hmm. as it were, mm-hmm. I'm fine with. And then we looked at compact discs.
That's right.
Which you're not going to want to miss that, folks.
Nope.
We look at CDs.
Yep.
So hang in there.
We have another edition of Who's Worked More. This is a packed episode. We have a Who's Worked More.
Yeah, it's solid.
And we announce the lineup for Write 'Em Up Friday, April 23rd. That's facebook.com/writeemupshow. Make sure you go. It is going to be fantastic. It's the 5th anniversary show. Derek's going to be there for the 35th time. It's amazing. True. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Derek, here's Darcy, here's me, and here's the music that starts the whole damn thing. Here's what we're doing. I've lost my pencil once again. Here we go. And it says we're streaming. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How is your week? This is Tavin Allen. Hello, Facebook Live people. It's now a season, because I always say this. There's a few people, Derek, that I always say this about, that a season of Comedy Above the Pub, Cat PDU and me, is not complete. It feels like something is left dangling.
Yeah.
If I do not have certain guests on the show.
Right.
And you are one of them.
So. I am your Guinan.
What? Oh yeah, Guinan. Whoopi Goldberg when she's not playing sassy nun. That's nice.
Very good description. Yeah, that's a good one. Guinan.
Okay, yeah. But technically, isn't she just a sassy nun, effectively?
Yeah, more or less. Like, yeah, she does play that. She comes in once in a while, says something super wise, and and astute and cryptic,
mm-hmm.
and gets in somebody's ear and says exactly the right thing in the right way, and mm-hmm. then takes off for 7 episodes.
Right.
We know. Does she work in 10 Forward? Is she a bartender? Does she disappear in a puff of smoke? What does she do?
Okay, so and here's the other thing too. Like, we know that the replicators will put anything in your mouth that you want. Like, you just say, you could show up hungover with the replicator and just go, put something salty in my mouth, and then it will just, you know, fry up a big poutine for you. 10 Forward poutine is good. You gotta know Riker showed up hungover a lot. You have to.
Yes.
Right?
And did that thing that Google used to have, I'm feeling lucky. Remember that?
He'd go to
the replicator and just go, I'm hungover.
Uh-huh. Hungover.
Please specify temperature. No, listen. Specify era. Make
I don't.
The thing that I can eat.
Yeah. I don't need Victorian era salt pork. I just... Just give me a bacon sandwich and be done with.
Please
replicator.
Specify system. No, I don't. Just
I don't. Earth, I don't want
earth
to.
Within.
Right, and yeah. So because the replicator is there, what possible purpose is Guinan have there other than, do you need to talk? Like, it's that, right? It's literally just the hi, Darcy. You're joining us with Star Trek talk. We've changed everything. It's now a Star Trek podcast.
Above the pub.
Yeah, we just went into Star Trek immediately.
We did.
Any time.
Yes.
All right.
Captains above the Picard or something. I don't know. I'm trying to reuse the acronym.
It's a bit of a Trekissance right now. You've got Picard, you got this Discovery. You got
Lower Decks. Hang up, back up. Did you just call it a Trekissance?
I did. I know. Nerding it out.
Okay. Man. First of all, Darcy, say hello to the good people of Facebook that are watching.
Hello, good people.
Secondly, Derek, for Trekissance, is that how you pronounced it? Trekissance?
Yeah. Don't know.
You get this. How do you like that? That is just. You come on this show with that?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm it's a season.
Yeah, I'm sharing our brilliance to Facebook right now.
So, yes.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
So how have you been? How have you been? I don't know what's wrong with my camera. How have you been?
Airtight, steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
Tickety boo, copacetic. I don't know. Nominal, good. Give me your synonyms.
So you have not read the news ever then?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Why would I do such a
No, thing? You don't want to do that.
No. I'm just talking about my sphere. I'm just going with the 7 feet in either direction is great.
Sure.
That's it. As you get to my front door, all is well. You go beyond that, that's a different question. That's a different answer.
Did we want to talk about the movie Sphere now?
Well, yeah, we're due. Let's talk about Sphere. Who's in that? I don't know.
Who is in Sphere?
Is that a 2003?
It's it's a Crichton novel, right?
Right.
Who's it? Oh, okay. Get this. Okay, so here we go. Yep. Just a second. You are gonna love this cast. Okay.
Can you oversell it more? I want you to oversell it more.
You're gonna love this cast. The first person's initials are SS.
Susan Sarandon.
But you're in a ballpark. You're in a ballpark. You're in a vicinity.
But do you like how confidently I said that?
You did. I wasn't. There's a lot of people in this thing I wasn't aware. I opened up the full cast and went, Jesus Christ, how did this fail?
Right.
Okay.
SS. Steve Schultz.
Steve Schultz. No, friend of the show, Steve Schultz. Would not love him Steve to have been. Schultz, can you imagine him muttering his way through that movie? Just like, oh, it's a sphere, I guess, or something. Look at that. It's not a monkey. I know that for sure. Not a monkey. That is the worst Steve Schultz impression I've ever done in my life.
I feel like Susan Sarandon would have been closer. In fact,
it would have been.
And then did that impression, it might have been more believable.
That's actually my Susan Sarandon impression. It bleeds into Steve Schultz. Look at that. I'm divorced from Tim. No. Sharon Stone is the top billed actor.
Okay.
Sharon Stone.
That's what threw me off. It's an SH and then it's an S.
Yes.
It's a shista.
Right.
And I couldn't find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next, I'll give you the next two down. The third one's going to be a giveaway. The second is DH.
Steve Buscemi.
No. Okay. You don't understand how this works, Derek. It's the initials of the name.
I get it.
Okay.
I get the game.
So that the letters I gave you are it's like the first letter is the first letter of the first name, and then the second letter is the first letter of the second name. So again, DH.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going off the dome. Okay,
yep.
Give me another one.
Yep. DH.
Oh, John Goodman.
Yeah, okay. So same exact problem that we have here. You're not getting the game. Yeah.
Okay.
DH. Just has to be things to start with. There you go.
Who'd you say?
It's DL Hughley.
Obviously. Yeah, DL Hughley. Yes.
No, you know that Sharon Stone DL Hughley vehicle.
Yes. you might know this guy from Trying to Find a Monkey, Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
Another wasn't Outbreak? Wasn't that another Crichton movie? Was that a Crichton novel? I could be wrong.
Oh, it's so timely, Todd. Outbreak. I think so.
Yeah. By the way, if you ever want to go, God damn it, it was right here, the plan. Watch Contagion. That'll just, people in Ontario, that'll just make you mad. Yeah. And here's the initials of the third person in the billing. SLJ.
Stephen Lewis Jacob Torrance.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I'll give you a small hint. The middle initial that I gave you, L, is just that.
It's just L.
Yes, just L.
I'm going to stay with D.L. Hughley.
Yep, you know what? You're absolutely right. It's Samuel L. Jackson is the theory. But check this out. So here's like some other people that are in this that you sort of that
are
I had
we
no
still
idea were.
On speaker?
Yes, Jesus. Because this cast shocks me. Okay, yeah. Peter Coyote, sure. Next one down, Liv Schreiber.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Yep. Next one down, Queen Latifah.
All right.
Okay. And
been in stuff. Plot. So far, I find your story plausible.
Right. And then helicopter pilot, Huey Lewis.
Okay. Okay. Not this.
I couldn't see how.
So you were close with D.L. Hughley.
That ties it all together.
Yes, you were. You were very close with D.L. Hughley.
Yeah, that's I don't even want that news. I don't even want Huey Lewis's news. I don't want any news. Don't keep me up to date, and don't give me Huey Lewis.
I will not give you Huey
I'm just
Lewis.
Sit here. No.
No. Is your pandemic going well? Are you okay? Is everything fine? Is the family safe?
Yeah, we got another lockdown and didn't change my life.
That's
at all.
That's true. That's true. Absolutely. Yeah.
My life isn't changed. I saw everybody get angry. I was like, I can't believe Doug Ford is failing. Yeah, that's a shocker. Yeah. Oh, you mean the high school dropout hash dealer?
Yeah.
Who's now in charge of Ontario is incompetent.
Right.
Oh, right. The guy
whose job before this was making stickers that couldn't stick.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh, you mean the label salesman who has a gold necklace and flicked hair and has a crackhead brother?
Yes.
What a shocker that he's fumbling. Wow, he really is screwing the pooch on this one. It's amazing he doesn't, like, he isn't constantly wiping himself like, I did it again, folks. I pooped. Like, I know this is not new that making fun of Doug Ford is all that, all that groundbreaking. But holy, like, why are we surprised? Like, he shouldn't be the manager of a Foot Locker, really.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. Look at that. I didn't realize that Darcy was a conservative. He's left the conversation right now.
Man,
that's just,
that was my
Jesus.
Goal. This is the quickest storm.
And they call us snowflakes.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
He stormed out.
Just couldn't be arsed with us at all this political
11
talk.
11 minutes in.
Yes.
Stormed off, Storm,
off the screen. Oh no! There he's back. He's back. He's coming back to call us beta cuck libtards, and he's gonna go.
Yeah. Hey, at least he had the courtesy of mute. That's a Canadian stormer.
That's
mute first.
Yes, mute first. Later, ask questions later.
Yeah. That's Canadian Pierce. Mute and then storm off. I respect that.
Yeah,
that's nice of you, Missy. I only see his cat tree.
His cat tree, and I think a little bit of the small of his back. I think that's what that is.
I don't know what's up, but I hope he's all right. If he's paralyzed on the ground and it's 7 minutes of us making
right.
fun of him.
And like Kari is like out shopping or something like that, like nowhere near. It's like, okay, well, the guys, on the podcast will call 911 and we're
And meanwhile, we're smarting off in plaid shirts.
Yes. Right. You got the memo. Thank you so much for wearing your...
Thank you.
Wearing your plaid. What is the undershirt? What is your humorously ironic shirt that you have going?
It is the Woodbridge Knights.
Attaboy.
It's a $4 fine from Value Village. That's
so you have closets filled with very niche, small town sports paraphernalia. When did this start?
It started when I got a weird torso. So I'm not man-shaped. I'm like a fat beagle.
Okay.
I'm my clothing 80% of my clothing is like a boy's large. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like if you have a 12-year-old that like is a little husky, as they say, I'm gonna fit that shirt.
Sure.
So husky toddler is
husky toddler.
Yeah.
So, by the way, that's the name of my fantasy baseball team right now is the Husky Toddlers.
Husky Toddlers and Markham. Yeah. So you'll see a discount rack at a store when we were still allowed to shop for things. It's like these shirts don't fit normal size men and they're $6 because that's my rack. That's my rack of clothes. So that's why I have weird, obscure jerseys that I bought on eBay for $7 because nobody wanted them because they don't fit normal men.
Right. So you are like taking like the factory seconds from like, you know, when they print up the T-shirts for the team that came in second that said they won is like there's people in like, you know, UNICEF camps wearing the same shirts that you're wearing right now.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. I have Montreal Expos World Series champ 1991 or something. I'm not sure if I got that right.
Uh-huh.
You're on my page.
Yeah, the Sheboygan Wet Hens you have, you know.
That's a good one.
Like that?
Is that a real one?
I don't know. It sounds like it should be.
My favorite, I actually have a Minnesota Gentleman hockey jersey.
Yes, that is my favorite thing that you've worn. You've worn it on Ride 'Em Up.
I did. The Minnesota Gentleman.
Like Minnesota Gentleman and monocle and the cane.
Monocle and, a little, like a G. And a top hat and a cane on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now, no need to shove. We're all here to have a gentlemanly game of ice hockey. Now, it's a gentleman's sport. Who's yelling? Wait a moment. Please, referee, official, can we please have a whistle? Somebody in the stands is using foul language. Who's using salty comebacks? No.
Get off the ice, you fucks!
Yeah.
Wait, are these scenes from the movie Sphere? Or have you guys moved on?
Oh, yeah, we've moved on from off Sphere. Yes.
Thankfully, we're off of Sphere. We've got on.
Okay. Well, let's go back to that. Hang on. Did you know?
Damn it. Damn it, Darcy. We just got him off of that.
No, we were on to Derek's quirky, like, eighth-tier sports team shirts that he wears.
Okay. Apologies. I had to go grab a call.
Go ahead, but take it, man. I also have a North Bay Centennials jersey.
Yes.
Used to work for the North Bay Centennials. And when I say work for them, I was a volunteer. I didn't get paid.
Right.
But I was the on ice guy.
Oh, nice.
And, I used to be the on ice guy. This isn't an old story.
I don't think so.
No. This sounds new. So,
everybody's talking about cancel culture. I actually got canceled, for a month back in, 2002 or something, by Don Cherry.
Nice. How?
Yeah. So I know, like, people's like, oh, cancel culture. I'm like, hey, I was getting canceled before it was cool. So what happened was, my job was to get the crowd all riled up, right? So I was just like, all right, section 12 versus section 14. Who makes the most noise gets a free hot dog. Woo. That was my job.
Right.
It was like, people on the West say, what? Like, you have to do it seven syllables.
Of course. Because echoey, yeah.
You know, it's an echoey hockey arena. So I was doing this thing where I'm like, oh, let's hear it for this guy and that guy. And the North Bay Centennials were outplaying the Mississauga Ice Dogs, like just making a meal out of them.
Sure.
And that was back when Don Cherry was actually coaching the Mississauga Ice Dogs. He went back into coaching for a while, an OHL team. And they got their first shot on net, and I did my little, you know, friendly Raz thing on the mic, where I was like, all right, let's hear for the Ice Dogs for getting their first shot on net, everybody.
Nice.
And he'd be like, oh,
snap!
Cherry has a Real Housewives meltdown. Like, he like, if there was a table.
So there's a picture of him and just you in a cat costume.
Honestly, yeah. Like, if he was holding a glass of wine, it would have been in my face. He is flipping out. Like, I'm not close enough to hear what he's saying, but I just hear the cherry syllables, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in a different section. So I just see him at the coach going, I don't know what the words are. I just hear
cherry. It sounds like the Sting music for McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Exactly. And so he's yelling at the PR person from North Bay Centennials to, like, punish me because of what I said about his team.
Mm-hmm.
The hometown crowd of 3,000 North Bay turns on me on a dime because Cherry's upset, so I have offended hockey royalty.
Right, right, right.
The hometown crowd starts booing me. Like,
Jesus.
Became a big thing. I got banned for. Keep in mind, not even getting paid. I got banned from the arena for 2 months or something. I couldn't go to the games because Cherry had a fit, And there was even a local sports show on the public access channel called Sports Firing Line.
Right.
And they were a weekly show. And every week, all they wanted to talk about was how I offended Don Cherry. And they would even try, like, it was a guy named Clint who worked on the show, who was a friend of mine. He would even try to, like, okay, let's talk about the Leafs. Do they have a shot, a chance? And then somebody else would call, yeah, I want to talk more about that Forgy kid. Like, people were calling, and they could not stop. They were so upset with me. Cut to 19 years later. This is 19 okay. years after this happened.
Okay.
I'm at a Twig's coffee shop in sure. Cafe getting a coffee. And there's a guy at a table. And he goes, well, I guess you're not a big fan of Don Cherry, huh? The guy was still hot about this 19 years
God.
Later. Doesn't say hello. Doesn't give me a, oh, back in town, are you? Gives me a... Like, it was as though it happened that morning. Guess you're not a fan of Don. And I turn and I'm going, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding. Like, he was fired up. Like, he'd wanted to tell me that for 2 decades.
We're not having a fight in Twigs over this. I don't know why the woman behind the counter suddenly turned into this Irish woman. We're not having a fight over this in Twigs. This is a family restaurant.
And the thing I didn't say to him was, how boring is your life?
Jesus.
Well, you hung on to this for 20 years, waiting for the day when that little ginger MF-er would come back in town.
My God.
And go, oh, when if I ever see that guy, I'm going to give it. And yeah, cheers to him, because he held on to it and he waited till I was back in town. It was like, Jesus. Guess you're not. I know exactly what I'm going to say to him. I know exactly. And he did. 19 years later.
Please tell me, since he got canceled, you go back to you go back to North Bay, you go to Twigs again, that guy is still there, and you just go, ha, ha!
Yeah.
Please tell me.
Yeah, that'll be.
Please tell me.
Yeah, that'll be
great. Hey, Derek, let's put it this way. You outlasted Don Cherry.
I did.
You did.
I kind of did.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy.
Because yeah, you're still working in television.
I am. I had not considered that. That's yes. a very good point you raised. Uh-huh. Yeah, I did outlast him. How about that? Yeah, no, that was... I remember there was some speculation because he was so cranked about it. And it was a couple days before Hockey Night in Canada. So they thought that... Because you know how when he's pissed about something, he'll go on TV and talk about it. Like, if you have, it doesn't matter if Canada has no context
right.
or doesn't know what he's talking about. If he's got something in his craw, he'll just go on national TV and go, remember that guy who played left wing in 1973 on the San Francisco Seals? Remember that guy? We're like, no. Well, remember that guy? He had a weird leg. And then he was a left-handed shot. Remember he was a left-handed shot? You all know who I'm talking about. Don, we don't. Anyway, he died. I don't know what you're talking about. So I thought for sure he's going to. So I'm in North Bay, and this friggin' kid starts razzing my hockey team. So I give him a thing, and I did it.
I'm loving it.
Like, if he goes on national TV and starts berating, like, I'm dead. I'm finished. I sure. can't compete with that kind of power.
No.
Like, that's.
Can you imagine, and I always like whenever I hear stories about this and stuff, can you imagine what your life would be like if Twitter and Facebook were around back then? Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, I can't. I'd rather not. I'd rather not do that to myself for no reason.
I just see myself as constantly penniless. Like, that would just be my life. Like,
right.
In every decision I ever made in my adolescence.
Do you think cost money? They don't. You know, it's free. You can just do it for free.
No. The result, like the resulting actions of things I did.
Gotcha.
Would be
okay. Gotcha.
Unpleasant.
I thought that Twitter was.
I'm on the pay site. Aren't you on the pay site? I'm on the pay site.
Well, it may have. You're like, if it did exist back then, you would have had to pay like a 10 cents text message charge.
Yes.
Ever to send a tweet.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And you know what? That wouldn't be a terrible idea because maybe. Maybe people would put some thought into what they were saying. Maybe people would go, is this really worth 10 cents?
Yeah.
I'm going to check my grammar first. Then I'm going to think, do I actually believe this thing I'm going to say? Wait a minute. You know what? maybe this one I don't need to send.
Right.
So maybe that would be a bad idea. 10 cents a tweet wouldn't be a terrible idea.
No.
It's like, I think I might be accidentally ripping off that Chris Rock joke. So
yes, I was just literally just thinking that. It's like a bullet should cost $5,000. Yeah. Yes.
We don't need gun control. We need bullet control.
It's right.
$5,000 a bullet.
You know? Right.
It's kind of changed that joke a bit by accident.
It's nice to know that the whole thing can be solved by 10 cents a text.
Hey, man. And you know what? I'm not suggesting a two-tiered system, but don't you think it would be worthwhile to watch 10 cent Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Because people would be, you know, like you'd pay $7 a year or whatever to have 10 cent Twitter because the quality would probably be higher.
Oh, it would be.
Thought about it. Mm-hmm. This is worth 10 cents. I'm going to make a five. This is worth 50 cents. I'm going to make us a five-parter, motherfucker.
This is way more erudite than that other site. I really care for this.
Man, let's make the same system with email, too.
Right.
Spam filter for email, yeah, just taken care of. No more spam if you had to pay for each email.
Yes.
Or you could just say, yeah, only show me the expensive emails. Really wants to get my attention.
Man, we got something. Boys, we just solved a lot of things just now.
Fix the internet.
To be fair to Darcy, didn't you just invent a spam filter? Like, isn't that...
But there is nothing attached to really know that this is something I need to see.
Oh, so you need context.
I want same thing. Yeah, I need to know someone paid money for this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something
to be. So on behalf of Devil's Advocacy, the people who created the spam did pay for it. So there is transactional money happening. So that did
what? The spam paid for nothing.
But they did. But someone had to create the email. They paid someone to create the email to send it into the inbox. They paid for it.
Yeah, sure. They hired a botnet to go out and rip off everyone's
guys. Emails. Maybe we can take this offline. Maybe we can take this up in the next meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's table it.
You started with a Guinan reference, and that started this whole fucking thing. Let's remember that.
Yeah.
All right,
we have to find a way to organically bring it back to Guinan and Spear without it seeing like we shoehorned it.
It needs that fait accompli.
Right, new topic. Yeah. Look over your shoulder there, Derek. Pick off another title there.
That's okay, so this is what I want to do. I was looking to this. Hey, I wanna do this as a game. I wanna do this as a game. Let's get right to this. Good. Okay. CD picks.
I'm not looking.
What I wanted because I have over here, I have three Billy shells myself also filled with CDs.
Okay, yes.
What I want to do is I want to, for each of the three columns, I want to pick a different CD randomly. Okay. You and I will pick from the same like number down and in. Are yours alphabetized?
They are.
Okay, mine are not yet. So this is going to be really weird and interesting. Okay, so this is what I want to happen. You go pick from your first shelf, your first CD shelf on the Billies.
First shelf.
Go, so it's column one.
Column one.
Let's go third down.
Third down.
Five in.
Third down, five in.
Go. Here's third down. One, two, three, four, five.
First column, five down, four in.
All right. Okay. I got mine. Just throwing it around. Here we go. Okie dokie. All right. Okay. I will let the guests go first. Darcy, where's your CD tower?
I do not have one.
Oh.
What, you're not up on the compact discs fad right now?
If you don't have this, how do you listen to music? How?
Yeah, how do you... There's no other format to listen to music in. What are you doing, Darcy?
That is so weird. What do you got? Oh, someone's got a book. Oh, no, what do you got?
No, it is a Tori Amos EP.
Okay.
It is the it's not even an album. It's an EP, extended play.
Okay.
Five songs on it. This is back when I used to I would specifically make a trip down to Toronto.
Yes.
From North Bay, Ontario. Back when I used to really hit the T, Toronto. That's how you could tell I'm from North Bay.
Yes. Yes.
I used to make a trip down to specifically look for Dick's. Yeah, you know what? Let's not. I used to specifically look for Dick's.
I know a place. I know a place.
Name Richard. And
there's a record shop I used to go to called Dr. Dick's. Was that it? Was that?
So after I found all those detectives,
yes.
What I would do.
Oh, the private ones. Got it.
Yeah, private dicks. Wow, dick is a versatile word. I would find specific discs that I couldn't find in Northern Ontario, and I would purchase them. And I still have this. And this one was like so exotic. I'm like, ooh, I can't find this anywhere. What? It's an import from wherever.
Right.
And it's just yeah, it's just this. So I have three shelves of Tori Amos.
There you go. Nice. Darcy, was that a Bend It Like Beckham that I saw you pull out? Was that it?
That was the Bend It Like Beckham DVD.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Great movie. Still is. Still is. This was mine. Hooverphonic.
Okay.
Little band out of Belgium. Belgium they're out of. Okay. They were opening for BT. Who's that? Don't even remember. And
Brick Television. We got it.
Yeah. They opened and it was gorgeous music, like just absolutely fantastic. And so, because they were the opening band and no one had heard of them, they were just standing at the back of the room. And so I went up to the lead singer and I said to her, "Do you have any CDs? I would love to buy, like, you were amazing." And she's a gorgeous woman as well. She's like, "Please, let's go see." And so we marched to the merch table together. And I say, "I would like one of her CDs, please." And they go, the woman behind the counter goes, "They're sold out." And then the lead singer looks at me and goes, "Well, imagine that." And then, okay. I was like, "Well, I guess I'll go to the store then." I was like, so I think I got her autograph somewhere. I think that was the thing. Okay, nice. That's fun. All right.
That's a good gig opening for BT. You really want to open for BT.
Yeah, you want to open hard.
Hi, it's Jennifer. I'm at the Ajax Tulip Festival, and we have some amazing this year. You know what? I can't even. I mean, it just keeps getting more beautiful every year. It seems like the last 5 years. Am I crazy, or are there even more flowers this year? Well, actually, there are less. Oh, okay. I thought maybe there was more. No, we had a few less bulbs this year, and so we found that fewer bulbs. Makes fewer flowers. Oh, well, I thought maybe there was more. Anyway, we're here all day for the next 4 hours at the Ajax Hoop Festival. We'll check in with you a little later. We're back to Kevin. Thank you, Jennifer.
I would like to thank Darcy for not jumping in behind you and saying effer right in the P. Thank you. okay, Derek, you get to pick the second shelf. Pick the down and the across. You pick the second shelf.
Okay.
What are the numbers? What are the numbers? Don't look. What are the numbers?
Okay, we're gonna go third shelf.
Third shelf.
The one that's hardest to reach.
Okay, hardest to reach. I think I know which one it is. Okay, let's go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got a good one here. There's no way that anybody's gonna know this one.
Oh shit!
Come on, Van Allen, come on back. Aren't you the host of this thing?
All right. Okay. Woo. Okay. Yeah, it was a hard one. Okay. All right. Derek, over to you. What did you get?
Okay. I have Germany's only and therefore best comedian.
Otto!
Otto Live?
Noi!
He has been called Germany's comedian. this is one of Tessie's earliest crushes, and how can he not be? I mean, look at that face.
Yep,
Otto, right there.
I did.
She also has a crush on Weird Al Yankovic. So there you go.
I did see, like, years ago when the wall came down, there was an Eastern German comedian that made Just for Laughs. And I believe his first joke when he came out was, "I am from East Germany," and you can hear, like, even then, like the crowd is, and he goes, "I am from East Germany, and as we say in my country, let bygones be bygones." Got the room right there.
That's pretty
clever.
And before you ask, yes, this does have Frienschenjung on it.
Good.
So
thank
you. If you're gonna buy an Oto album, make sure you get that. It also it also has a Frienschenjung remix.
Okay.
So you're gonna have
beautiful
the extended remix as well.
Noi.
Reaper Rap is on there. It's track 12.
Sure.
So it's a good buy. It's a good God.
Do you even speak German?
Ich verstehe nur ein bisschen Deutsch. It means I do speak a bit of German.
Do you now?
Ich verstehe nur, it's ein bisschen, which is a little bit. Ein bisschen Deutsch.
Bisschen Deutsch. Das ist mein Elbogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darcy, did you grab one? Did you grab anything? Oh, Big Night! Oh, you are nailing my movie collection. That is like one of my favorite movies. That's like top five movie right there. Gorgeous movie. Gorgeous. Stanley Tucci is fucking fantastic in that. And Tony Shalhoub is, oh my God, you know who else is in that? Come on over, yeah, Sphere. Liev Schreiber.
You said Liev Schreiber, and I keep thinking about Armageddon. But it's Liev Schreiber, isn't it?
I don't know how you pronounce his first name. Do I look like his publicist? I don't know.
I thought you were hype. I was having Liev Schreiber.
Is it Liev or Liev?
Tyler in my head.
Liev Schreiber.
Tyler, and I don't know.
Yes, no, okay, I see what you mean. That's such a good movie. Why does she want spaghetti? I don't know. She likes a starch. I don't know. Beautiful, beautiful. This was mine, and this was the hard one to get because it's a double album. Sasha and John Digweed, Northern Exposure. A mixture of progressive house and trance. On here, it's double.
Not the soundtrack to the TV show of the same name.
It is not. that would be a very. Why is everyone walking around with soothers up here? That would be something. Those pants are just big.
Because when I think of Anchorage,
yes.
I think of rave music.
You're right. We're putting the rage in Anchor Rage.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah. Dude. I'm sure with the last election they're there. Yeah. Okay, Darcy, I have one shelf left and we have one person left. So now you get to pick the coordinates. So third shelf, there's how many shelves are there? There's one, two. I think it's eight. So you got a choice between one and eight and like one and 10, let's say, or one and 12.
Welcome back to Just Shelf It with Todd Van Allen. Yeah.
So let's go 4 and 8.
4 and 8. Okay.
4 and 8.
Go. All right. Here we go.
Over 8.
4 and 8.
Yep.
4 and 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 4, 6. Oh boy. Here's a dandy. Wowzers. Okay. 1, 2, 4. Sit. That's it. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Got it. Got something good?
It depends. what did you get?
I got Tragically Hip Inviolate Light, Jesus. Which is an underrated album.
Yep.
One of the most underrated Tragically Hip songs is on it, which is the darkest one.
Mm-hmm.
And fun full circle moment, Don Cherry's in the video.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. Is that him on backing vocals?
Yeah. The darkest one.
Okay.
I remember a comic had done a bit, like, I don't know who it was. Somebody did a bit about, can you imagine Don Cherry when he's not on TV? It might sound a little something like this. Do you guys have any things there? But like, it was just him at the grocery store. I'm like, yeah, no, that's accurate.
Yeah,
that's
that would be. Life. Do you know that little wiener, Derek Forgy? I hope he gets run over by a bus.
Yeah, because some people are this way on camera, this way off camera.
Uh-huh.
Cherry's like that in a maternity wing.
Congratulations on your new pumpkin!
Don Cherry.
The beauty of a kid is still covered in whatever he's covered in. Oh boy, that's a good after birth right there, boy. Oh boy. Do we have a clip? Do we have a clip?
Sorry.
I don't know whose joke it is. This fucking camera is driving me nuts. I don't know whose joke it is, but it was brought to my attention a couple of weeks ago. I was like, it was good that Martin Luther King was a pastor, because if he had any other job, Like, and they just go through like all the different types of jobs that you could have. It's like, you could have fries with that, like, just whatever. Like, it's a great premise, and I'm butchering it. I'm also the wrong color to do that kind of joke.
Let's hear Todd and Ellen do more, Martin.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's do. Isn't that what the King speech is all about? A white guy doing Martin Luther King speeches? Isn't that what it is?
I don't feel like you got the gist of that flick.
I think I did. You thought G. Gordon Liddy was in Sphere.
Oh, what's that? What's that movie, Schindler's List? It's about those guys that have a fraternity prank. And
right.
Like a list of chicks.
Yes.
There's like a bunch of girls that bang. It's and the guy's name is Schindler. That's,
yes.
Am I missing it? Is anything else? Jason, what's the Silverman kid's in it? What's his name?
Yeah.
From the Pie Fucker. He's in it, right? That's Schindler's List. Is that Saving Silverman's List?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Silverman's List. What
yes.
is this? Sarah Marshall's List.
Uh-huh.
What is that movie?
It's like Sophie's Choice. It's that movie where this woman, she's got like three guys. She doesn't know which one, and it's prom, and it's she does them all. Is that it? Is that...
I feel like Tom Green is a cameo.
Yep.
What is that movie? Anyway, sorry.
The sausage scene is great. It's Darcy, what did you pull off the shelf? What did you get? Dude, you're killing me.
What is it?
Beautiful.
Can you make it out?
Yeah.
I can't.
This is the Bob and Doug movie.
Bob and Doug 2 for anniversary.
Yes. Now, where did he go? Is he taking a call now? What is he doing? Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
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 That I just shared.
Okay.
In a frame.
Beautiful. Yes. Very nice. I just have Devo.
It's very good that the three of us for a podcast are playing to the camera.
Yes. Right? No. Because people will want to watch this. Make sure you go to facebook.com/comedyabovethepub and you can see this merriment in the video section. It's nice to see that we all pulled something Canadian off the shelves. Okay?
Do that.
Because here we go. Yeah, boys.
Skinny puppy.
A little bit of Skinny Puppy, Vivisect 6 with the first song, Dog Shit.
It's the right time of year.
It is. I love it when comics from the U.S. that follow me like my Doug Ford bashing tweets, because I've had that happen. I'm just like, how do you know so much about provincial politics that, you know, me calling Doug Ford an ass hammer is funny for you? I don't get it. But yeah, this says
The Ford family is one of those rare Canadian families that made international news.
Yes.
You know, like that didn't happen a lot. That doesn't happen too much.
You know,
I think, there was a Gretzky once, you know, and I think after that, Scott and Tessa maybe,
mm-hmm.
and then Rob Ford.
Like, yes. That's and when you remind them, Jim Carrey. You have to remind them that Jim Carrey was
right.
Was Canadian.
He doesn't. Yeah, we're like, oh right, he's not right.
Right. Yeah, oh, is he?
People forget.
Are you sure? Yeah. Is this one of those Mandela effect things? Are you sure? Are you sure? It's funny. Like when I'm on Zoom calls as well. Like when doing Zoom shows, I say I'm from Canada. Inevitably, it's like, oh, your premier is Rob Ford. Go, he's the dead one. We have the Dick Cheney to his George W. Bush. That's who's in charge. Yeah.
Yeah, we got the one who failed to win a mayoral election.
And, do you want to say dicks again? Will that make you feel better? Yeah.
And then, of course, the next step after you don't become mayor of Toronto is to run for president or run for premier. What's the line from High Fidelity? It's like you get declined to go for first base, so you go for you get turned down for first base, so you go for first. Talk about butchering lines. You get denied. For third base, so then you make a move for first base. It's kind of like being declined for a loan for $1,000 and asking for 50 grand instead.
That's right.
That's what Doug Ford did. He's like, oh, yes. Toronto isn't good enough. Well, how about I go bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow still wins. I don't get how that works.
I mean, the math does sort of check out. It's like Toronto hates this guy. You know who will like that? People who hate Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Fair yes. enough.
Which is everybody.
He didn't run for mayor of Calgary.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Coming up next week on Canada's Fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't run against like the Brooklyn Nets, you know.
Right.
I fucked that up too. I'm not on today, guys.
Okay, trust me. It has been like 2-3 weeks for me of just throwing the gun on the bed and staring at it for 3 hours. It has just been great.
That's dark.
Ungood. Should we talk about Whoopi Goldberg projects again? Would that jazz things up?
She was so good in Soap Dish.
She was. She was.
She's in that, right? Soap Dish?
I don't know. Really? Darcy, have you got her IMDb page open?
Yeah, of course.
You should.
Let me just minimize this.
Always should.
Whoopi Goldberg IMDb is one of his hotkeys. Yeah,
yes.
That open. One of the tabs along the top.
It's a favorite.
Like, yes, she was in Theodore Rex.
Yes.
I know that's... give me a hard one. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I don't know why, but for some reason, when I was working at a convenience store, the Theodore Rex poster was up on the wall. I don't know why. Yeah. I was working at a convenience store. Theodore Rex. It's Whoopi Goldberg and a shitty dinosaur. Look like just a badly made, like somebody who did not get a job at the Jim Henson Creature Shop and was like, I'll show you, and got a job on Theodore Rex. And it's like, it's Whoopi Goldberg. It's a human sized dinosaur. How can that fail? Rent it for $3 a night on VHS. Theodore Rex?
It would be cool if at some point they did like a Sister Act 5 and didn't invite her. Like, it was just like, oh, I guess I'm coming. Hey, I'm above the about that Whoopi. Sit down a second. We want to have the chat.
And we just skipped 4. We just went right to 5. We skipped 3 and 4.
I'll level with you. I assumed we were up to 5 or 6. I assumed that.
I kind of love that idea of greenlighting Sister Act 5.
Yes.
Just to see people go, wait, what happened to 4?
Hang on.
People frantically looking for 4. And then what you do is you make a Sister Act 4 trailer.
Right.
And then people go, I don't believe I missed. I can't believe I missed this. And then you get a bunch of hits. And then, yeah.
I would have remembered Elliot Gould's in this. I would have.
Yeah, I would have checked that out. I was a big fan of big fan of 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
It was up for an Oscar, wasn't it? Am I dreaming?
Yeah, probably.
Sister Act, wasn't it?
Was it musical? Yeah, it would have been for like best song.
Oh, Golden Globe or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they have that weird category, best comedy or musical category.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Am I wrong? Darcy?
Hello? Maybe. Darcy's doing nothing. Just sitting there doing nothing.
I'm scrolling. She's worked a lot.
Oh, you see, shit, now I can't do the thing. Because I just mentioned Elliot Gould and Whoopi Goldberg. We could have done Who's Work More, but now we can't. Now we can.
Because I said she's worked a lot.
Yes.
I haven't looked at his.
Oh, she
can still play that game.
A lot of stuff too, though.
Yeah, but okay. So you officiate this. You officiate this. Okay. So we're going to officiate who worked more, Derek, because you're the guest. The two people that you have to choose from, you get first pick. Okay.
Okay.
You can pick who has worked more, Whoopi Goldberg or Elliot Gould, and we're going against their acting credits. It's not their in-persons. It's something they've acted in. Okay. And this could be like a weird commercial in Japan. It could be extras. It could be that have come out on a DVD. It's something published. It's a published work. Acting only. Not appearances as Whoopi Goldberg on talk shows. Not herself. Strictly acting. Same thing with.
Am I allowed to rattle through the Goldberg, the Whoopi Goldberg films?
You can if you like, if that's going to help you decide which ones you want. That's because I got the Devil and Max Devlin, and that's it.
Theodore Rex 3, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Then you got Ghost. Then you got The Color Purple. Then you got Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Right.
Then you got DC Cab, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got The View. Does that count?
Yeah, that would count. But it will count as one entry.
Hollywood Squares as a producer and as the center square.
Mm-hmm.
You got several seasons of that. Then you got obviously the comic relief ones,
right.
1 through 20, whatever. You got all of those. So it's
Star Trek Next Gen.
You got Star Trek. You got it's Goldberg by a country mile.
Okay, so you think Goldberg? Okay,
without a doubt.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm happy to hear that because I actually wanted to take Elliot Gould. I think he has worked more. Because he has this career from the 70s and 80s that he was just in everything. And then he kind of got like that hit again with the Oceans movies. There was a while like when you went to the movie theater, you might as well have just said, I'm going to go see Elliot Gould tonight because he was just in everything. Now, to add to this, what do you think the numbers are in different? So what are your numbers? And then I will put in my numbers. So give us a number that you think, a number of projects that will appear on IMDb that Whoopi Goldberg has done, and ditto for Elliot Gould. So you can give us kind of a gap like that.
More than Bjork.
Don't make me look up a third person.
No, he's not. A number, an integer, please. A positive integer.
See, you don't know the Icelandic alphabet, and more than Bjork is a.
Oh, I see. No. Is that there better than Ezra?
Yeah, I'd say.
We do a song called "Openings Time."
Is that an Icelandic accent you're doing?
I have no idea.
That is the sheer brash arrogance that you have to attempt an Icelandic accent is incredible. That you would be so brash. I admire that. I tip my cap to you trying an Icelandic
accent. I am a professional voice actor.
That's true. Wow, man. I would have never.
That forgot to hit to record during an audition today. Continue. So what number do you think? How many projects do you think Whoopi Goldberg has done?
117.
117? So, and what number have you given Elliot Gould? What do you think?
98.3.
98.3 of the Wolf, more wattage for your cottage. Here's some Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
So what, 98 or 93? What are you doing?
93.
Fuck. Okay. All right. I am saying Elliot Gould has done 150 to Whoopi Goldberg's 85.
Wow.
Okay. That's mine. Darcy, if you could give us the numbers, please, on the number of acting credits as listed on IMDb for Whoopi Goldberg and Elliot Gould, sir.
Acting credits. Okay. Gotcha.
This is the closest one we've ever had.
Wow!
It's 190 to 191.
Holy shit!
Oh,
Elliot Gould
damn!
Started off with Once Upon a Mattress, 1964, playing Jester.
I think I'm getting this.
Ooh!
Whoopi Goldberg was in one episode of the TV series Harlem with no... Doesn't give the year, but it was before. It seems like it's before Citizen in 1982.
Okay.
And that edges her out by one.
Oh.
Whoopi takes it with 191.
Son of a bitch. Wow. That one I should have brought to Never Not Funny. Holy shit.
I'm so glad I won. I could really use that 10 grand.
Wait, what? What's up?
Man, I had a lot riding on that, boy.
I don't think we said
installments is fine.
I'll be right back.
Look, I know the podcast game is lucrative, Van Allen. I know you have it. I know you're good for it.
Honey, start
so
the car!
Let's not try to.
Oh, okay, he's doing some stuff. I was waiting for a big door slam or something. Like, how is he gonna do that?
I couldn't get to the door. There's too much shit in the way.
He's starting the car.
He was acting the whole time.
I was acting. By the way, my off-screen acting is the best. My on-screen acting is
really
shit.
Strong.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I was gonna see if you get out there.
You were the guy.
Car start and then peel out.
Fun story. Todd Van Allen was the guy that that Bob Newhart was talking to all those years.
Yes.
on the phone. Yeah,
I know we're short on time, so because everyone in here has to get out right at 5, but we still have the intro and stuff we need to do. I wanted to bring up the fact that here's another number guessing game. The fifth anniversary show of Write 'Em Up is happening Friday, April 23rd, 9 p.m. on the internet. You go to facebook.com/writeemupshow. Mm-hmm. And I'm announcing the lineup today. And this day actually marks the actual anniversary of Write 'Em Up. We started that show on this day 5 years ago at Comedy Bar.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
It was, do you know who was on that show?
Nipsey Russell.
Okay, you're very close.
Are you making me look up something again?
No, I got this. This I got. Sure. This is when...
Elliot Gould.
Okay, so I'll give you a hint. You were one of the writers, Dick. you were our first, our head writer, as always have been. Do you remember who was on either side of you that night?
Yep.
Who?
Bruce Valanche.
Yep. Absolutely incorrect. Yep. And
Don Cherry.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't believe this guy's sitting beside me here. How do you write?
I thought of a joke. Should I write it down? Do I do it now or do I do it later? Can I? Am I interrupting?
Who got a tape of that? If I recall, going down the table, it was Ian McIntyre and Don Whitwell.
Don Whitwell. That
and Don
sense.
Whitwell. And on that show, we had seven comics that night. We had Andrew Ivamy.
Good.
Craig Faye. Who, as I recall, turned to me at the end of his set and went, "Thank you for that. I haven't bombed in a while."
Nice.
Jackie Pirico. James Hartnett. Jimmy Cassidy. Lauren Mitchell. And Matt O'Brien.
Cool.
That was the first show, 9th of April, 2016, at Comedy Bar. It was...
What an era.
It was fantastic. So...
We were all gearing up for President Clinton.
Yep. we all had that bright and bushy-tailed look about us. We just thought, oh, yeah, it's... Hillary Clinton's going to walk this thing. There's no question. Yep. So it's Friday, April 23rd, the 5th anniversary show. It's going to be on Facebook because, here's the guessing thing I wanted you to do. This will mark what number of appearances will this be for you as a writer, as my head writer on Write 'Em Up on the 5th anniversary show? How many times will you have sat in that chair writing jokes about people?
23.
23? Darcy, do you want the over or the under?
36.
I think it's a little under.
You think it's under? So you think it's less than 23?
Yeah.
35. 35 times.
I guess it's close.
Yeah. 35 times. And you come onto the show and you start the roast about me at the intro, and that's just showing no respect whatsoever. I don't know why you do that.
I've missed so many shows.
Yeah. You're welcome. So here's who's going to be joining you. I'm happy that I get to announce this lineup on this show right now. It will be Derek Forgy anchoring the writing team. Beside you over the internet will be the lovely and talented, no stranger to this show. In fact, she was on it last week, Jennifer McAuliffe.
Lovely.
Yep. Knows how to write it. Knows a thing or two about writing jokes. And we have, I was hoping to get one of the co-creators of this show, but instead, I got someone very close to them who has been on the piloted version of the show in L.A. several times. Danielle Koenig is to be writing. She is coming aboard. She'll be Zooming. She'll be doing the great thing from L.A., and it's going to be gorgeous. It's her husband, Jimmy Pardo, friend of the show, who was very instrumental in getting the show going. He hosted it. I actually reached out to him, and he was like, "I fucking can't do that. I'm horrible at it. Here's my wife." So he threw his wife under the bus, so that was great. The comics that we'll be performing then, and these are no strangers to that show or this show, the lovely and talented, who knows what wig he'll be wearing that night, Al Val.
Good.
Name okay. Drop. One of my favorite weirdos on the planet. He is so wonderful. Papa Andrew Chapman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Father now. The lovely and talented has shown up on my screen so many times I go, "Where the fuck's my agent?" Cassie Cow.
Cassie
Cow is going to be great. One of my favorites. Love having her on the stage. And now it's even easier for her to get there. Courtney Gilmore.
Nice.
Yes. And rounding out the show, first time guest, but I thought this would be right up her alley because she adores doing Zoom shows. Another one from LA, Jackie Cation will be joining the show for our fifth anniversary show. Nice. She is absolutely one of my favorite comics. I could not be happier to have her on. So this is
good lineup, man.
It's fantastic. I really can't wait. This just in, Jackie Cation has canceled. So that's fine. You know what? It's subject to change. Things happen. But at this point, that's where we are right now. So I couldn't be happier with it. And I couldn't be happier, Derek, that you've joined us 35 times. It'll be
That's great.
That's awesome, fun. Brother. Let's get out here because we have a picture to take in the intro because we got to go. Where do people find you on the internet, brother?
Go to a 10-minute talk show. 10minutetalkshow.tv.
Okay. Beautiful.
Go there. Awesome. Go check that out. Yeah.
Okay. Do that. Darcy, where do people find you?
Defiander on Twitter.
Yeah, you're damn right they do. Ladies and gentlemen,
here in front of this cat tree.
Yes, that's right. It's a cat tree on cat pee. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us, and please join us for Write 'Em Up on Friday, April 23rd, 9 p.m. at the writeupfacebook.com/writeemupshow. You can follow me personally at HayesTVA on all of the Instas and socials. You can follow this very podcast at CATP Podcast. That's right, folks. Cat P. Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. You know the drill. 5 stars, talk shit about us in the commentary. 5 stars, talk shit about us in the commentary. You can get my album, Really, and Butterflies there as well while you're poking around. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Darcy, the no longer erstwhile Derek, and the no longer erstwhile Darcy, and myself, when you listen to Cat P, you're in for a good time. Jimmy, you are always the podcat.
Lately, I find I rush. Can't piece together the sun and the sky.